Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, we are all blessed to be here on Thursday night on the Elevated Places Network. I am your host of the Thursday night edition, Ask Minister Ava, and my co-host is the illustrious Terrence Muhammad. We have a full and complete program for you tonight. The process of bringing in a new kingdom is actually taking place as I speak. And there are so many manifestations of the presence of God in various facets of life. And we need it to happen in all of those facets of life. And this is why, of course, we push separation very hard on the Elevated Places Network. As all of you know, because there's a limit to how far we can advance as long as we are living in and among the enemy of God. And of course, whenever we have the opportunity to share with you the good news of the inroads that the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad are making in a beautiful, high-profile, intense way, then we know that that's inspiring to you. But, of course, it's a pleasure, it's an honor, it's a blessing to be with you once again. And naturally, it's critical that you read your Final Call newspaper, where the articles by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan keep us connected with the mind and the will of God. And don't forget the COVID section. And so with that, I'm going to turn the microphone over to take us further. Brother Terrence Muhammad.
All right. Well, welcome. Assalamu alaikum to everyone and all of our callers. And we are just so happy to be here. We're just excited. And, you know, it's very interesting that we're having this discussion tonight, Dr. Ava, because I'm in this beautiful city of Los Angeles and over here on the West Coast.
Wow.
And it's on my – yes, and on my last day on the West Coast, I get to be on your show before going back to the East Coast, and I got another trip. And then, of course, we got the national training next weekend with Milwaukee, Wisconsin. But before we start anything, yes, we are live on at Dr. Ava on the Elevated Places Network. I'm literally in a music studio in the L.A. office, the hip-hop club in L.A. office, so I'm looking at a soundboard. So it's very interesting and very exciting, the discussion that we're going to have about music production, the Grammys, the entertainment industry, and the business. So this is a perfect space for me to be in right now. I may lay down some stuff. I may have to release an album coming soon. Y'all never know. Nobody wants to hear it, but it will be better than what's out there now on some of this stuff that we're listening to. But anyway, getting back to the show, we want to make sure that everyone continues to listen and the guidance and the warning and the instructions of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And you know, I love saying that every show, that we want you to hear the divine guidance, warning, and instructions from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and me, and feel free to say his name and to make sure that you hearken unto the voice of God in the person of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Yeah. It feels good to say that, because we have to say that, and we know it's the most important thing that you should hear. And we always reference all of the lectures of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, especially, and, you know, and the time and what must be done. And we go back to Save His Day 2020, as we were watching everything that's going on, the unraveling of a great nation, the Criterion, July 4th, 2020, and, of course, the swan song from this year at Savior's Day, February 27th. But the minister has been speaking, has been speaking around since then. He did the WVON, and he introduced the Executive Council of the Nation of Islam to the public, to the world, which is very, very significant and very, very powerful. So we want to make sure that you will continue to hear the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. We want you to hear more lectures and conversations and discussions in the Final Call newspaper. Go to finalcalldigital.com, finalcalldigital.com, and get you a subscription of that. And you can always support not only the Final Call, but also support MUI, Independent Education, Muhammad University of Islam. So with that, we also invite you back on Sunday at 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern at NOI.org to get some of this powerful lecture. And on Friday nights, go to study.noi.org and learn about Friday night self-improvement study sessions that are so, so powerful. So I'm just excited to be here. I'm just excited to be on the show. There's a lot going on in the world. There's a lot that's happening. And what's very significant, as I said, I'm at a staff retreat with people from North Carolina, D.C., Chicago, Phoenix, Arizona, L.A., that are all here in this room, even Texas, to discuss different things and social issues that are going on. And one of the things that we did an exercise today about what are some things that you will bring on an island if you got dessert on the island. And our president said he will bring love. He said, in the midst of everything that we're going through, I want to bring more love to our situation. And that made me think about the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And the basis of this work is that he has love for our people, and he is demonstrating that. So I would just want to close that in everything that we do, bring more love to the equation. And love is duty. And when you love, you will be dutiful by that which you love, and you will give of yourself and sacrifice for that which you love. And so we need to do more love, and we need to do more for our people and more strategizing. And that's why I am so grateful to the guidance of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan for not only his divine guidance, but for initiating the Executive Council that comes together to formulate not only those that are registered, but all of the black people in America that are part of the Nation of Islam, whether you know it or not, to help with the resurrection of our people and the survival of our people to have the necessities that they need. We know we need food, clothing, and shelter, but you also need the knowledge of self and the knowledge of God. And it is a beautiful thing that we can come on this show, Dr. Ava, and be elevated on the Elevated Places Network. So I'm going to be quiet so we can hear our next speaker and get ready for our powerful and amazing show. And maybe the people that's coming on tonight can help me learn how to use this soundboard and make a record and make a good album that can give me a Grammy. So I'm going to go to the sound booth and listen to the rest of the show, Dr. Ava. Back to you.
Well, no, you're not going to get totally quiet on us. You know, you're the co-host.
Not at all.
So not
at all.
Mute.
Not at all.
But I'm going to take a cue from you and share with the audience where I am and what I'm doing. I am moving to a new home, and it's a wonderful blessing. But, of course, I got caught these days you have to accept the days that the service providers are available. And today,
right,
which is Thursday, was the day. And so I'm back and forth between houses, and they're about 35 minutes apart. And so I want to thank the Elevated Places team, Sister Rona Muhammad, our executive producer, for organizing things so that we can make sure the program goes well tonight. And, of course, you, Brother Terrence, thank you so much. And we have with us, coming up now to the mic, a sister who hosts her own program, A Time for Justice, Sister Attorney Pamela Muhammad. And it was through her that we got the knowledge and information about what you're going to hear tonight. And so we're thankful to her on two counts. One, her regular contribution, and then tonight in particular. And so with that, I want to bring on Sister Attorney Pamela Muhammad.
Yes, ma'am. All praises are due to Allah, Sister Dr. Ava. Yes, ma'am. And assalamu alaikum to you and Brother Terrence and the Elevated Places audience. And I'm so excited about your guest tonight as well, Sister Dr. Ava. And I have to say, Sister Ava, I got the idea about this wonderful Grammy Award-winning team that we're going to hear from, but I actually got it from you last week, because as you were interviewing the sister, our sister who's the nurse practitioner who was in the final call, and brought out also just a wonderful final call newspaper, and you mentioned the Grammy. And so that's like, oh, well, this would be a good show. So our minds were in line, and, you know, I think it's just Allah's will that we continue to raise and highlight on this wonderful platform,
yes,
that you have, you know, the believers. So, yes, ma'am, I just wanted to say real fast, with our show, A Time for Justice, this past Tuesday, we had a show on education, and it was a beautiful show. We had wonderful, wonderful panelists, and I pray a lot that your listeners get a chance to go back and listen. We had a sister who's first-timer by the name of Professor Kelmer out of Arizona, and she was just so wise and just knowledgeable, along with Sister Lisa, Sister Atala, and, of course, Sister Judge Michelle. So it's very, very a lot of wisdom on that show. And I wanted to say, I think education being so important, as we know, and that's why it's one of the reasons this young man, our brother by the name of Brandon Calloway, who was beat up by the police, brutally beaten by the police on July 16, and that was a Saturday. And this was in Tennessee, in Oakland, Tennessee, which is, they say, 40 miles east of Memphis, Tennessee. It's so very tragic. You know, this brother, he is alive, but he was brutally beaten, really for no cause. I mean, this brother, UTC graduate, electrical engineering class of 2021, working a summer job as a DoorDash delivery driver. And what happened, Sister Minister Ava, and of course this is all on the video, this young man, he was beaten. Supposedly the police say that he didn't stop at the stop sign and whatever. And so they kick in the door to his house because he didn't stop. And for whatever reason, he traveled a small distance to his home and instead of supposedly stopping. And he ran into the house. And so the police kicked in his door and came into his home, mm-hmm, brutally beating him, tasing him, striking him with the baton, had their guns drawn. And honestly, Brother Hoyle, I want to say Brother Hoyle really shared this story with me. Sister Ava, this young man was brutally beaten, face all bloodied. And I think one of the big issues for me, you know, because they're talking about the use of excessive force again by these Tennessee police officers behind some traffic stop potentially. But one of the issues I'm really concerned about is how they entered his home without a warrant. Very questionable.
Yes, yes.
It sounds like a violation of the Fourth Amendment, which you have the right to be free from unreasonable searches and seizures. So for them to enter this home, you know, it seems not justified. The police don't appear to be justified in kicking in his door. Two doors, Sister Ava, and you see a female who was in the house, and this was his parents' beautiful home. This is not, you know, not in the urban area, so say. This was actually in the suburbs where, you know, the police just kicked in the door and began to brutally beat this man after breaking down two doors. And so I just think we have to look at that. Because I looked it up, and apparently the Supreme Court in 2021, with Justice Kagan being the spokesperson for that Supreme Court ruling, they say that someone suspected of a minor crime who flees, it's not justified for the police to enter the home without a warrant. And so the thought that they could have waited for a warrant is still, I think, American law. And also, he wasn't a fleeing felon, which I think is another issue. So I just have some real questions about the brutal beating of this man and then kicking in his door. So I just wanted to make a, you know, commentary on the case of Brandon Callaway.
Well, it's horrific, and it's yet another indicator of the futility of us trying to continue to live with these people in peace. You know, the line of demarcation between black and white and the treatment we receive in this country is so thick and so strong. It's like a permanent black marker that you draw on paper. It's not coming off. You can't remove it without tearing the paper up itself. And this just adds another demerit on their side of the column, because the U.S. Constitution means nothing when it comes to the black man. So we have to continue to fight, and we have to keep our eye on the prize, and that is to be free, equal, and justified. And we can't achieve that unless and until we separate into a territorial state of our own. And thank you so much for that, Sister Pamela. It's an excellent narrative to share with
us. I'll pray to a lot. Thank you, ma'am.
Yes. And I'm going to turn the mic, let you stay on the mic, because you're going to be doing the heavy lifting as far as moderating this incredible program tonight, and I understand that we have a clip to play. All right. Yes, ma'am. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to you. I just want to make sure you were aware.
And let me say this, Sister Ava, our brother, Brother Sean, made sure that we got permission from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan to play this clip, so we are blessed to listen to this clip that we're going to listen to before we introduce our guests. So the clip will set up the whole context of what's going to be on for tonight.
Okay. And after it plays, because I am in transit, but I'm going to still be on the line, but more in listening mode, then we'll turn the main mic over to you, Sister Attorney Pamela, and, of course, our wonderful co-host, Brother Terrence.
Yes, ma'am.
Having to put down your music so many years and to come back on this level, how does it make you feel?
Oh, great question.
I put it down for God. Mm.
I'm assuming.
I put it down for the truth. And I put it down for you.
Yes, sir.
So what you give up for God, you never lose.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So when the messenger gave me permission to do it again, it was there. But I didn't. It didn't just happen. I had to work hard, man. But God was with me. I couldn't have done this without the aid of God. And it's God telling all of us, when you sacrifice for something bigger than what you love, this was my first love. So in the closing years of my life, he gives it back to me. I'm sorry, brother. Your question, it really, it sums up in truth your brother. It's the love that I have for you, for our people, and for God. So when God tries you, he tries you by what you love.
Yes, sir.
Can you give that up for me? Mm-hmm. And I said, yes, sir. And then after I gave it up and preached all these years, it's 60 years, man, I've been preaching. And he allows me to bring it back. So, yes, it didn't come back easy, but it was always there. Because as I was growing spiritually, I was also growing musically. Because spiritual growth is musical growth when you're a musician and an artist.
Powerful. Sister Pamela, you are there, right?
Yes, sir. I'm praying.
Yeah, I just
to
wanted
Allah.
To
all praise.
Yeah, and I just want to make sure that everyone know that that clip comes from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan bonus DVD of his limited edition music box set, and you can go get that at people.letschangetheworldmusic.com or lctwmusic.com. That is from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan's bonus DVD of his limited edition music box sets, Let's Change the World. So, Sister Pamela, let's introduce these powerful, powerful, and wonderful friends of mine and guests on the show tonight.
Go right ahead, Brother Terrence. Yes, sir.
Well, since the family turned it over, we just want to welcome Four Dynamic. And we thank Sister Pamela. She gave credit to Dr. Abel, but she is the architect. She's the one that reached out and made that initial call to our brother Colin Muhammad. And he reached out and agreed and called the rest of the crew, Brother Sean Muhammad, Brother Don Enoch Muhammad, and Sister Nuseva, onto the show. These, all of them, are dynamic individuals, very much so staples and soldiers in our nation, but they have the exquisite representation, or they have exemplified the highest form of great representations at the Grammys for their organization that we will be talking about in a second. But the beauty of this is that they represent the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. They represent the music and the music industry, and they're going to come on, and we just want to welcome all of you all to Ask Dr. Ava on the Elevated Places Network. So I'm not sure, Sister Pamela, how we wanted to start, but let me just welcome Brother Colin, Brother Sean, Sister Nuseva, and Brother Don Enoch to the show with a great round of Assalamu alaikum to all of you.
Wa alaikum
salam, sir.
I don't know the conversation that Sister Pamela had, but Sister Pamela, what was that conversation that you had with Brother Colin when he accepted to come on the show? What were we coming to talk about tonight?
Well, yes, sir. Praise be to Allah. Of course, you know, with this great accomplishment, I'll start with the article, and it says that in the 64-year history of the Grammys, only 10 songwriters have won Song of the Year, and this really Medina Entertainment artist makes Grammy history. So I'm going to ask either of the brothers with Medina Entertainment to talk to us about what was historical about this night. And then you all can definitely tell us about your participation in it and take it from there. Yes, sir.
So you want me to go or you going to go?
I'm laughing because I'm like, oh, boy, here we go. So first I'd like to thank Sister Pamela for, you know, seeing a need and worthy of us to bring forth, you know, ourselves and information regarding, you know, the Grammys and music and us being in the Nation of Islam. And secondly, I'd like to thank Sister Ava Muhammad for having us on and Brother Terrence for having us on Blog Talk Radio. And I got to thank Don Enoch, who's, you know, he's not going to let you hide behind a sycamore tree well. Although I do my best to do it, you know, he finds you, you know. I have to do that first in thanking them. First of all, assalamu alaikum. So the historic feat is our producer named Dernst Emil II, professionally known as D-Mile. He had won Song of the Year in 2021 for a song called I Can't Breathe. That song, I Can't Breathe, was performed and written by her and his other sister named Tiara Thomas and our producer, D-Mile, for the struggle for George Floyd. And it became something like a theme song for that particular movement and all the protests that have been going on. You know, she was inspired to do a song because she was touched by what was going on with our people. And she called on D and this other writer, sister named Tiara Thomas. They came together, and they made this song. And it's not even a song that we necessarily, you know, portions of the proceeds go to some of the organizations that were involved with that. So we won Song of the Year in 2021 for that, which is, you know, we couldn't have planned that. It just happened, and we were up against some pretty stiff competition. Then, fast forward into this year, we won Song of the Year again. And before we won that, we had saw an article somewhere in Billboard where I forgot the writer's name. His last name I think is Griner, or maybe Bill Griner. And he just haphazardly said D-Mile can become the first songwriter to ever win Song of the Year back to back. So I'm like, wow, okay, that's interesting. Never happened before again. And in my mind, I don't know about Brother Collins' mind, I didn't think that we was going to do that. You know, it's just interesting that it never happened before. So lo and behold, when we're in the Grammys, and that's the very first category that that is mentioned, and actually won with a lot of competition as well. There, a lot of songs are very popular. You know, it didn't hit me until somebody texted me and said, congratulations, you all have done something that's never done before. So I'm like, wait a minute. Oh, wow, that actually really did happen. You know, so this is something that we definitely could not have planned and orchestrated. We know that first and foremost, Allah is literally intervening in all of our affairs. We just have to believe it. Mm-hmm. We really got to stop and just say, hey, you know, it's just true.
Mm-hmm.
So, and like how the Honorable Louis Farrakhan says that he was a little slow in learning about himself, we're like that too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're following the example in him. But we're like that too. We're a little slow in really realizing who we are. As long as we are submitting to the discipline, the teachings that he, the Honorable Louis Farrakhan, is doing so, it's bound to happen. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
you know, so once that happened, I just really didn't, I just was really flabbergasted. Of course, Brother Colin and I were just, people probably were looking at us like, what's wrong with these two? We were just going crazy in the stands when it happened. You know, so that's basically what the historic milestone is. What? And it's only germane to our producer Ernst Camille, and we were just happy to be a part of the journey with him, a long journey, two decades in the making.
Yes,
of course,
brother. Yes, sir. Of course.
Right. What was important about that night? The Grammy night, and Brother Sean, maybe he can't remember, and so many things happened once we got to the place that we didn't think, you know, that if you think about it, you know, looking back, you'd be like, wow, God's hands was really on us that night. You
That's
know,
right.
We get to the place, and we had four tickets. Brother Sean was with his wife, and I was with my daughter. And we were on the floor of the arena. For some reason, the tickets they gave D, our producer, he was one level. And Sean came to me and said, Colin, I think we should switch and give D our ticket. I looked at Sean like he had 10 heads. I'm like, why am I giving him my ticket? I want to be on the floor where all the stars are at. And Sean said, if he wins the award, there will be no way he can make it down to the podium to accept the award.
Mm-hmm.
I sat back and I, cause like Sean, I didn't think he was going to win. And I looked at Sean and I said, you know, Sean, here's what we're going to do. I'm not going to ask my daughter to go sit up top with me. If you and I give and his wife our tickets, then you and I go sit up top. He said, cool. We get up there, first award, they announce the winner leave the door open. We going crazy. Dee's walking up there. Dee tells us afterwards, if I was sitting up top, there's no way in the world I would have made it downstairs to accept the award. And that's when they found that his mother had passed. And they asked him to say something. And he said it was dedicated to his mother. Sean never told Dee, me and him had that conversation. That was just to show you, because we had doubt going in, but God had no doubt. He knew what was going to happen. And he put it in Sean, and I reluctantly said, all right, Sean. You know what I'm saying? Because first he'll tell you, I said, no way, I ain't doing that, bro. He said, come on, Brother Colin, how's it going to look? If he can't come down, we down here and he up top. And I said, brother, you right. And sure enough, they called his name. He won the award. So I was going to add that part of the story as well.
Right. But hold it. Assalamu alaikum. This is Brother Don Enoch. I'm honored to be here and to be part of this. Salute to my big sister, great sister, attorney, Dr. Ava Muhammad. It's an honor to be on this show. Thank you, my sister. She's my shero. I don't know if she knows that, but she certainly is my shero. But Brother Colin, Brother Sean, we have to start. The people don't know what Medina Entertainment is. So you have to start at the beginning. You have to give the audience the history and what Medina Entertainment is, because that's very significant to, like, us being at the Grammys, especially Sister Naseba, myself, and the other Muslims that came, Brother Albert, Brother Zaki, Brother Dominic, Brother Kyrie. Like, you have to give the background and what Medina Entertainment is so the audience will understand. Please.
Brother Don, just for a quick aside, brother, and I love you, Brother Don, but Sister asked a direct question. Me as an attorney,
okay,
I'm going to answer the direct question. Now, if you want the background, I would gladly give background. But since Brother Short, since you and Brother Short thanked Sister Ava and Sister Pamela and Brother Terrence, and I did not, please let me do that now. I want to thank you three. But Sister Ava, I want to say something to you, because I said something to you when you came into Brooklyn years ago. I know you probably don't remember, because a lot of believers come up to you and talk to you afterwards. But you said something years ago at our first attorney's seminar that we had in Savior State. And I've been going by this creed since I've been in the nation and been an attorney. You said our people don't need lawyers. They need counselors.
Mm.
And I never forgot you saying that. And based on that, I moved about my business, legal and non-legal, based on that guidance. You know, sometimes we ask God and we pray for things, and we expect God to give it in the way in which we ask it. But all time, God gives it in the way he wants to give it.
That's right.
And we have to extract from it. But those words that you said, those simple words, have I've written on for probably the last 20-plus years. And I thanked you before. I want to thank you again.
Well,
thank you, Allah.
So humble. By all of your presence, this is a cavalcade of stars.
That's
and
right.
we are returning to who we are, the God tribe of Shabazz. So let me back up, because I'm becoming increasingly overwhelmed with what happened at the Grammys. And Brother Don Enoch, you're right. We need to get the whole backdrop and story.
That's
and
right. Yes.
Understand the magnitude of who and what we're dealing with. This is phenomenal.
Yes.
But I'm going to be back on mute because I'm getting in the car again.
All right, so let me start with this only because, and Brother Colin could definitely fine tune it. Now, I personally asked for that clip of the Omnibus Farrakhan's bonus DVD. It's the eighth disc. It's a DVD disc in his in his limited edition of the box of his music box set, and it's spanning over seven genres of music, has a 100-page book for those who don't know. And please, you know, it is his life's journey through music, because in that book it explains it all. But that particular clip, myself and Brother Don were blessed to actually be there when it was being taped or videoed. And when Brother asked the question and the minister said what he said, that's literally what happened to me, you know. But, you know, it's the same way it says, when all else fails, Islam is there, you know. So in the early 90s, I'm in the music business, don't know what I'm doing, just, you know, just winging it, doing what I'm doing. And something happened where I did a show or something like that, and it depressed me very much so. And so that was like the last straw for me. Allah Taylor makes trials for everybody. What's going to bother me may not bother Sister Nusayba. What's going to bother Sister Nusayba may not bother Sister Pamela, right? But it's tailor-made for us. So this particular thing was tailor-made trial for me and put me in a stupor. And it allowed me to be able to hear the Omnibus Louis Farrakhan more clearly in a particular message called Jesus Saves. And when he talked about exposing, you know, Satan and international bankers, I said, I got to help this man. Jumped out my bed and said, I just snapped me out of it. Next month, I had my ex. Why am I, I'm saying that to say this. I had given up all of what I was doing, and I was ready to serve. And I just went in and came in the nation in Brooklyn, New York, and learned all about myself, learned about my people, learned about the devil, so on and so forth, and this was working, went to work. And so years later, let's say 5 or 6 years later, I lose my job, and I said, well, listen, if I want to be in music, let me get some type of position in music. And when I started to do that, then all steps were ordered to get me back to a level where I was getting contacts, and then Brother Colin can now go into how he and I met and how he met D-Mile to start, and that was back in 2001, right? So when we met him when he was 16 years old. So I'm saying to say, when the minister said, when you give it up for God, you don't lose anything. In the scripture says, you have to, you know, in order to be my disciple, you have to do what? First, deny yourself, right? Pick up your cross.
Teach.
And then follow me.
Teach.
So in denying myself, I'm done with this. I have to follow. I got to go and follow this man right here, right? And not thinking nothing, no regrets, not thinking anything about that. But then how Allah ordered the steps to get to allow it to come back to where we are now is just surreal. Is not even a good word. It's just, that's why I said earlier, Allah is literally intervening in all of our fears. So I have to start with that. Why I have to start with that to give the context as to why, you know, I asked for that clip to be played. Because it's just that's really the situation for all of us, quite frankly.
Yes.
All of us have something like that. We try whatever we try, and then we say, no, I submit, I surrender. Let me do what Allah is asking me to do. And then, lo and behold, Allah takes you on his journey along with
All praises are due to Allah.
Well, Khan, you want to add on?
So you want me to start from the beginning, as instructed by our illustrious brother, Brother Donina?
yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I most certainly will. I've been a person who's been a student of music my whole life, on and off. Dabble playing the piano, but have a passion for music. Been like that my whole life. As a child, I would go on my basement of my parents' house and listen to music 5-6 hours at a time. All the time I wouldn't go outside and play, I'm listening to Stevie Wonder, Earth, Wind, and Fire. I'm a child.
That's right.
That's who I was listening to. And to the point where I would put a hole in the album and wear out my father's needles where he'd get upset with me. But that was my passion. I got to law school and I said, you know what? I joined the mosque the same year I joined the mosque during my winter break in my first semester of law school. And what happened was, see, we all come to Islam in different ways. But I fell in love with Minister Farrakhan when he stood up for Jesse Jackson. It was love at first sight. That was it for me. I've never loved a man. I loved my father. There was something about, I couldn't put my fingers on it. There was something about him. I fell in love with him, and I knew I had to be with this man. Like Brother Sean said, I had to help this man. I just didn't know how I was going to do it. So I would go out to a mosque every Sunday of number 7. At that time, Brother Colley was the minister, and I would listen. I would listen for a year, year and a half. I would just listen. And then one day my wife said to me, may Allah be pleased with her. She said, I've never seen a man love another man the way Brother Colley loves Minister Farrakhan. If you love Minister Farrakhan, then you should go join him and help him help Minister Farrakhan. I went to the park the very next day I went to my first processing class and got my ex within 3 weeks. So that's how I came to Islam. I'm in a mosque. I'm in law school, and I said I want to do entertainment law. I know that's what I want to do. And we had a Jewish professor who was teaching entertainment law. And he asked all the black students to stay behind. There was like 6 of us. And we stayed behind. And he said to us, I want you to raise your hand, and I want you to make a fist. Close that fist as tight as you possibly can. He said, take your index finger on the opposite hand and try to squeeze it through that fist. And he was like, we're trying to do it. He said, that represents your chances of making it in the entertainment law industry. He said, that fist represents the Jewish attorneys who have a stranglehold on entertainment and sports law. That finger represents you as black people. And he said, you're probably wondering, when most of the artists and athletes are black, why are they going to the Jewish lawyers? He said, that I can't explain to you, but I'm telling you the reality. Y'all may want to think about doing something different in law. And I said to myself, wow. But I'm in the mosque now. You know, I'm in the mosque for a year. And, you know, you come in, you're a zealot. You don't want to hear nobody telling you what you can and can't do. You're not going to be following Mr. Farrakhan and Muhammad Elijah Muhammad. So I said, I'm going to do it. Oh, I don't care what he says. I'm going to do it. A year later, Brother Sean comes into the mosque, a year or two later, and somebody says to me, brother, do you know Brother Sean? I said, no, I don't know Brother Sean, but he's doing entertainment. I think you two should hook up. And from there on, we hooked up, and we started doing business together 26 years ago. During that time, I used to, I want to take music lessons. I go to Sam Ash, and, you know, I used to go there on my lunch break, and I used to go play the piano. And I watched this young man. He's playing jazz. He's playing gospel. He's playing classical. He's playing all this stuff. And he comes to me, and I come to him, and I said, after he finished playing and people applauded him, I said, brother, where'd you learn to play like that? He said, I have a great teacher. I said, wow. I said, where's your teacher located? He said, Brooklyn. Well, I'm in Brooklyn. He said, let me give you his number. You got a pen? He gave me the number. I called that brother. I started lessons. And he says to me, his son now, who is the producer, he's 15 years old at the time. He said, you know, my son plays five instruments. And my son can really play. And I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, but he's 15. I'm not really interested. And then later on, he said, I want you to listen to some of the work my son did. I heard it, and I was like, wow, this kid is phenomenal. He's out of this world. And so I called Brother Sean. I said, Brother Sean, I want you to listen to this. And he was like, Brother Colin, he's 16. At this time, he's 16. He didn't even finish high school. I don't really want to mess with somebody like that. I said, Sean, you got to hear this, brother. Trust me, you got to hear this. So Sean, he luckily goes to the house with me. And he listens to the cassette tape, and I knew it blew him away. I mean, he could tell you his sentiment. And he was like, yo, we got to work with this kid. And I said, excuse me for using the word kid, you know what I'm saying? We got to work with this young man. And and so the father comes to me, and the father says, Colin, I'm going to put my son's life in your hands. You know how
check this part out. Check this part out.
You know how I feel about the industry. So he's been tainted from all the wickedness in the industry. He said, you know I don't want my son in the industry, but my faith in you and doing the right thing, I'm putting his life in your hands. I said to myself, and I said to him, wow. When I left him, the first thing I did was I called Brother Sean. I said, Brother Sean, I'm putting these lights in your hands. You know what I'm saying? I'm not eating this by myself. I wanted to share some of that burden. And that's how we got started on this. We've been working with him since he was 16, but he didn't really sign until he became an adult at 18. And that's the
beginning. And when he finished high school, he graduated high school.
When he finished high school. And that's the beginning part of our story. And Brother Sean, you can take it from there.
That capitalizes it right there. You know, it's going to be a lot of, you know, just the road started, just in really starting from scratch, really bricklaying, laying one brick at a time, watching the paint dry.
Right.
But, you know, we all stuck together because the beginning of it was really, it was business, but us being in the nation and looking at a young man and hearing what a father says like that, you know, it's more than just business. It literally was helping to take a young boy or a teenager into a man. And he's 37 now.
Started that's right.
16, that's 21 years. It's still together. And that's one thing the industry is so they can't believe it. They say it to us all the time. They have never seen anyone that's been together this long in the industry and have amassed this much of quote-unquote success all these years, because the bond, the beginning part was not about money. That's why. It's a deeper bond
right.
than that.
Right.
So,
and let me
yeah.
say,
yeah.
And let me add this. The story is that.
Is that
Brother Don.
Yes, sir, Brother
yes.
Don. Okay.
Yes. I'm yes. watching Brother Colin John now cultivate young youth, this young talent, young raw talent. Watching Brother Sean, Brother Colin, cultivate Jace, young talent, grow him from raw state where he is today. I am a witness to it. I remember when they first signed him and they told me about him, because I was already in the music business as an A&R, Universal Motown. I'm watching them cultivate this young star. And they did it on time, participating FOI in the Nation of Islam. They did it as Brother Colin and Brother Sean. Do it under any pseudo names. They did it as FOI Muslims in the Nation of Islam.
Beautiful.
So they cultivated this young raw star known now being known and at the top of his profession the world. He's the best in the world. When you win the song of the year, not once, never accomplished, never done, never realized by anyone. And our brothers, who's not making any reputation of themselves, they not even telling it to no one. Even us in the nation wasn't even aware doing, trying to get their story in the Final Call newspaper.
Yeah.
All the while.
Yeah.
But it wasn't time yet. Until this Grammy rolled around, I knew what the implications were and what they were on the precipice. And they invited the rest of us. Angela, I don't know what particular questions that you have,
yeah.
and I don't want to preempt you and your questions, but I had to say that point.
Say that.
So
no.
Now that's how we got to the Grammys. This is so when now Brother Colin and Brother Sean is inviting us, getting us tickets, like, I had to
yes,
go.
Sir. Yes, sir. That's right.
Okay.
And
now,
Brother Don.
Sister Angela, Brother Terrence, you got it. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. And Brother Don, I just want to say that is so beautiful, Brother Don Enoch, what you're saying, because the name of our show tonight is how you all brought high civilization to the Grammy Award. Nation of Islam members brought high civilization to the Grammy Awards. And so that's what we're here to talk about. And oftentimes,
yes.
Sister Ava asks, you know, Brother Colin, I'll call Brother Colin when I want to talk about black consciousness and how in the 60s and the 70s, the cultural expressions and the musical selections fed the thirst for freedom, justice, and equality, black pride, and black power. And I'm taking that from a May 30th article out of the Final Call. And so when we talk about educating our people and raising the consciousness, that's what it sounds like you all are doing. So we want to talk about things because, again, for our listeners, their client is a brother by the name of D. Mile, And he's the brother mm-hmm. with Leave the Door Open by Silk Sonic. And so we all know about that song from Bruno Mars. So like Brother Don is saying, this is huge. And our brothers and sisters, our brother and our sister, they were a part of influencing this brother as well as bringing civilization to the Grammy Award. So I just want to make this one quote. It said, this is from that article, art and music combined with the right intentions can be used as a platform to educate and heal instead of degrade and discourage black people. So this is what y'all are doing, and that's what we're here to talk about tonight, you know, especially in this mm-hmm. industry. So,
mm-hmm.
yes. And I do want to say, Sister Nuseba, let me be, you know, we got to represent our sisters here tonight. Our sister, she appeared in a Final Call article entitled A Standout Among the Stars. And our
right.
sister was absolutely beautiful. She attended the Grammy Awards at the guest of our brothers, and she was so beautiful. I understand there's a story about how everybody's eyes were on our sister, Sister Nuseba, as she represented high civilization. So I wanted to say those things.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Okay, so we're at the well, Brother Colin and Brother Sean, as you know, the Grammys, we are ramping up for the Grammys. They offer and invite some of us to attend, and you know, of course, I immediately accepted because I want. You know, I'm their biggest advocate and, like, cheerleader. So
right.
I have to be there, you know, to witness, you know, the potential history and my brother's winning. And so I don't know exactly how we had an extra ticket. We had an extra ticket because
yeah.
Abdul Salim, for some reason in his scheduling, the captain of Brooklyn, backed out. So he backed out. It was an available ticket. So I asked my sister, my colleague, my right hand, that's my sister, Sister Captain Nuseba.
Praise.
I think I gotta fine tune that a little bit, Brother Don. I think I gotta fine tune that a little bit. That's our sister. I am in the southern region. That's my sister regional captain right there.
Come on now.
Totally adore. So that's one way we gonna fine tune it. And the other way is I'll let you finish and then I'm gonna fine tune it a little further. If you don't mind.
No, go ahead, Brother Sean.
I'm going to find something like this, you know. Yes.
I was going to say, before Brother Sean finished, I just wanted to say that I know the name of this discussion is called Bringing High Civilization to the Grammys. But I'm going to tweak that because
okay.
it's not just to the Grammys, it's to the music industry.
Yes, sir. Yes,
we've been doing this for 22 years in a certain way that's confounding the industry. Like Brother Sean said, they can't understand how three people could stay together this long, have success, and not have success tear them apart. I couldn't tell you how many.
And believe me, they've been around trying to break us apart. That's for sure.
They've never done it before. And as I always say, and I teach that young man who is now 37. I always tell them there's two things, the two most important things you can have as a person is your name and your word.
That's
if
right.
If your name is no good, your word is no good. And if your word
right.
is no good, your name is no good. If you tell somebody you're going to do something, then you're going to do it. Because your integrity goes before you. And that's how people are going to judge
right.
you. Even though we're in a wicked industry where that's not the norm, we're not going to do in Romans the Romans do. So I just wanted to tweak the title a little bit because we did bring
Crazy.
High civilization to the Grammys. And sister Captain Nuseba, let me tell you, I never met sister before. I saw a sister in this gold outfit. I didn't know who she was. I was like, oh, my God, who is this queen? Who is this queen? And when she stood up, she's a tall sister. Because I'm relatively short. I'm not as tall as she is. I thought, like, she was, like, 8 feet. And I'm looking up at this queen in gold. I'm like, who's this? I'm like, oh, my God. And my son, who sat in the area where she was sitting, her brother John were in the same area, fell in love with her. He fell in love with her and said, what a beautiful sister. So the effect of the MVP that was there, one MVP for all those FOI, she outshone all of us and represented Minister Farrakhan, Muhammad, like Muhammad, Masafar, Muhammad, and this nation in a way that's unparalleled.
I got to fine-tune that, too, now. I got to fine-tune it. It was the MGT above.
They were the MGT. You're getting an introduction.
Around
the introduction.
I'm telling you.
My wife, St. Karen Muhammad, was also there, sir. Yes, sir.
That's right.
Brother Sean, you're so right. Because I walked out to the hotel with your queen, and they were stopping her and making comments on how beautiful she was. Yes, sir.
That's right.
They were doing the same
thing.
Unlike Brother Don, I wasn't stopping for pictures. I just kept it moving. I said, to the camera, let's keep going. Let's keep going. But even Brother Don was the camera.
You got to be there on time.
Can you share with us some of your experience, ma'am, and your perception, please?
Yes, absolutely. Well, first I want to thank Sister Minister Dr. Ava Muhammad just for always being in the forefront of sharing the wisdom of these great life-giving teachings. She's my shero too, Brother Don. Thank you, Attorney Pamela, and my squad, Brother Terrence, and just
Terrence,
the whole Elevated team and the listening audience. It's phenomenal to be here. I'm grateful and humbled to be a part of this distinguished guest list with Brother Colin, Brother Sean, and Brother Don Enoch Muhammad. To have witnessed these talented men, Brother Colin and Brother Sean, with these powerful accomplishments, I mean, giant leaps in the music field, but they were so humble. They were the spirit of an FOI. I was grateful to be a guest of Medina Entertainment. And I have to agree with Brother Sean about Brother Don Enoch, because he is one of the most encouraging Muslims I know. If you do good, he is going to go on Broadway and tell everyone about your great act or deed. And never will mention all of the good that he does. So, again, I'm honored and I'm humbled. And it was actually Brother Don that brought to my attention the enormous attention that I was receiving. And, of course, as an MGT and a sister of faith wanting to show Muslim modest fashion wherever I go, it's a part of what I call my fashion ministry, right, that women do not have to be brought down to the physical figure of our bodies to be represented as beautiful. And we know the Grammys, you know, is one of the great fashion nights, you know, of the year, especially in the music industry. And so I was intentional about what I wanted to wear. But I wanted to be, I always like to represent my Islamic faith, because what I know for a surety is that you lose nothing when you go with how God came to give us life and how he taught us to represent that life. And so I was intentional about what I wanted to wear. I knew I wanted to have a beautiful, long, modest garment on, and as I called in the article, my Mother Farrakhan crown, because I wanted to let everyone know that when you go in the way of God, you're only going in the right way. And so that was, you know, of course, it really was not about me. It was really about me going to represent with Brother Sean, who actually Brother Don invited me. Him and his wife, Sister Karen. Your wife.
Oh,
that's right. Your wife
that's
started
right.
it, and then you
that's
co-signed
right.
it, and that's kind of how
right.
I got there. And so I
that's
just
right.
really wanted to go and just support, you know, Brother Sean and Sister Karen, and just hang out with the family. And when I got there, at Brother Don's attention of the other people that started to come around me and take pictures
no,
of
no,
me.
No, no, it started
I
when
had,
you...
when you came off the elevator, because I was at the elevator bank. I was waiting for you to come down on, because sister was staying on another side of the hotel, so I went over to that side to accompany her. And now I'm waiting for her to come off of the elevator. I knew she was going to be fabulous because she typically is.
That's what she is.
So I had
my camera.
Right. That's right.
Well, I had my camera, my video going because I wanted just to capture her coming off the elevator. And so here she comes. Like, you know, this regal queen of some country, you know, like off the elevator.
Oh, Lord.
And so, and the people, like, they're looking, and, you know, and they're looking, and I'm recording. And I'm like, wow, sister, like, my goodness, like, wow, you really did it. You're doing it. But still not really paying attention to the people, and they have stopped and they're looking. I'm like, okay, so now we're walking to the front of the hotel. We're walking to the front. As we are walking, sister cannot take, she cannot, and I'm, this is no exaggeration. She cannot take five steps without someone complimenting her or stopping her. Maybe a minute out of the elevator or 30 seconds into the walk, the group of white women stopped and like, oh my goodness, like, who are you? Like, where are you going, and may we have a picture? And I'm thinking, wow, this is so funny, like these old white women and like wanting to take a picture with sister. So a sister gracious, yeah, she stops and says, yes, you may. And I said, okay, I got to get a picture of it also, because they were taking a picture with their camera. And I was like, nah, I got to get a picture of this. And that's the picture, I think, that made it to the final call. Now, still,
yes,
I'm not really thinking, you know, I'm like, wow, she's beautiful. I'm telling you, what typically is a probably a five-minute walk to the front of the hotel was about a half hour. And it was a half hour because of all of the people that was stopping sister, looking, asking for a picture, and just surrounding her. And I think somewhere around that point, I began to realize that this is not typical. Like something, this is unusual here. That's when it occurred to me about 30 minutes in. Okay, sister, you go.
You're doing such a fabulous job. I mean, it almost was like, was I there? No. And it was Brother Don. You see how enthusiastic he is. It was him that made me to stop to start to walk, because I think, you know, all of us are humbled. And, yes, you feel like you look beautiful, but you know, you don't go in thinking it's about you. And when I stopped at a certain point, there was a special moment. And that moment that occurred to me was Master Farah Muhammad said, I can sit on top of the world. And anyone at the most beautiful nation is in the wilderness of North America. At that moment, I said, this is bigger than Nusayba. This is about a representation that God came to give to us as women, that we can be put on top of the world as the most beautiful women because we are following him and his way. And at that moment, I did put my head up a little bit higher. I did straighten my back just a little bit more because I knew at that moment I was representing that mercy in our midst, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, all of the beautiful women who've gone before us, like Mother Farrakhan, Sister Bessie Jean Farrakhan, just a wonderful example of women who have shown in this world that we don't have to be labeled as our breast or our behind or our hair, that we can be who God came to bring us back to restore us. And so in that moment, I did allow that spirit and that feeling to just emanate and strive to connect with the people who were there. So it was beautiful.
Crazy.
Beautiful. So God's energy for this whole situation. Allah's energy.
Yes.
So I want to jump. I just wanted to jump back in this conversation and say a couple of things just to highlight. One of the things, just for everybody that's listening, I don't really think people understand the magnitude of a couple of things. These brothers have been in the industry for a while, and some of the things that you really need to hear what they just said and point out. Number one, to get a Grammy is just not easy. Everybody just don't get a Grammy every day. That's number one. And number two, they got it back. So there's some people, I know a bunch of people that have been nominated, good friends. I have a couple of people that have actually gotten Grammys. But it's not something that you get every year. It's not something that you win. And to get it back to back at the particular age that this brother did is very much so very unique, very special. And for those that don't understand the industry, what's something that Brother Don highlighted is the father giving over their child. And you got to understand, in this industry, that says a lot to their credibility and the character of people allow somebody to shape their child and their son into this industry, an industry that is a cesspool that can literally kill your child or destroy your child in the industry because this is a cutthroat. As Q-Tip said, record companies are shady. So to be in this industry is not easy. So not only did he have one of the things about the clip that he showed that Brother Sean said about the minister, it's a spiritual thing. So not only was the brother getting the gift of his own talent, but there was some spiritual teaching that they haven't talked about that helped develop his insight to produce, to write a song that can get to the level of a Grammy where the whole world is listening to. So I just really want people to kind of understand the whole concept. And when Sister Nusaybe and we talk about Brother Don, people don't understand. One of the things about Brother Don, I'm in the industry. And everywhere I go, I just saw a sister named Sister Lita Rosario. She gave a shout-out to you, Brother Don. But there's people that know his reputation in this industry, and they are friends of Brother Don. Brother Don is one of those people that if I have an artist, I would give my contacts to him to navigate having real relationships. So sometimes we use those. Oh, that's the new artist. How much money can I get? How can I use them? Oh, I need you on my album. I need you to produce. And that wasn't the way that this Brother Colin, Brother Sean went into this industry. So I just really wanted to note that to win a Grammy is one thing, but the beauty of Sister Nusaybe, and here's a credit to you, Dr. Ava, when sisters watched you and when men watch you, we saw beauty. We saw strength, and we saw intelligence. What do I mean that? We saw in you when you spoke, it was beautiful when you came to the Robson. But when you started to speak about Farrakhan, you saw somebody that would beat Joe, would tear Joe if you came. So not only did you see beauty, but then you felt and heard the strength, and you saw the intelligence. So when you see Sister Nusaybe walk, I know her. She was flowing in her garment, but rest assured, she'll give you a left and a right. So the sisters in the nation, know the strength and the soldier side. But the beauty of her representation is that you see the beauty of God when she walks, but that beauty is in her representation, in her intelligence, her beauty, and her strength. That's the side of it that they were amazed about and that they were just in awe about. And that's the beauty of when we having this show tonight, we're talking about elevated places. So if you know Brother Don, you know the fashion king. You know how he walks with his fashion. But not only so you know how Sister Nusseba walks. So if you didn't know that, you gotta check that catalog. Those are the closet sisters and brothers that you want to go to and say, "Can I pick out something to wear?" That's the garment closet you want to go. But I just wanted to wrap up. But I really wanted to wrap up because I'm literally sitting in a studio right now. I'm literally sitting in a studio, and I know what it takes for artists to write a song and to be creative, and that song actually gets played. And it's not easy not only to get played, to get into the industry, to break in the industry in the world that's now flooded through the internet. Mm-hmm. Flooded. It's not the same industry. Yes. So for you to break to the point of a Grammy, back to back.
Right. Yeah.
The testimony of these brothers working with that brother to get him to this point is a book in itself that I really don't want us to take lightly. I thank Sister Pamela for coordinating this, but I thank Dr. Ava for recognizing the beauty and to bring this on this show.
Bring it to a lot. Yes, sir. I'll praise it to a lot. Go right ahead, Brother Collins.
We're talking about back-to-back years, song of the year.
You're real muffled, Brother Collins. Come closer. You're distant.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, much better.
Right. We're talking about him winning song of the year back-to-back at the Grammys. But last year, he won an Oscar as well as song of the year at the Grammy, and he was only the third artist ever in the history of these awards to win an Oscar for one song and a Grammy for another song in the same year.
Same season.
That was the prelude. That was the prelude.
And
I
wanted
in 35 years. The last person to do that was Lionel Richie.
I just want to say from a consumer level and from a parent level, the fact that you brothers who have been influenced by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan can bring quality and value and bring us something that our children can actually listen to and maybe raise in the consciousness. See, this is what we in the nation are just in awe over, and you, Sister Nusseba, you know, you being an image maker in such a large venue and representing the teachings, so we can, as black women, have our children and our girls looking to be covered and to emulate you. That's, think that's a priceless part of this story. And I thank you all for
Angela,
your contribution.
Sister Angela.
Praise
yes, sir.
Allah.
Sister Pamela.
Sister Pamela.
Excuse me.
Yes,
Sister
sir.
Pamela.
Yes, sir.
If I may. Mm-hmm. If I may. I have one more.
Sir.
I have one more anecdote about Sister Nusseba. And they're at the hotel. Now we're at the Grammys, and first of all, when we were leaving the Grammys, as it was over, the white women who we were seated next to, on our way out, they stopped us and said, "I want to tell you, dear, you are the best dressed tonight. All that we have seen, you are the best dressed woman here tonight." Was a group of white women that were seated next to us told Sister Nusseba that. Now, we're walking back through the hotel. Now, this really affected me. This young sister, she had to have been in her early 20s. She is wearing a Band-Aid for a dress. A Band-Aid.
Right.
She's wearing a Band-Aid of a dress. She comes up to Sister Nusseba while she is trying to pull down her Band-Aid skirt and pull up the Band-Aid that she got covering her breast all at the same time. She got one hand pulling her top part up. She got the other hand pulling the other part down while telling you, Saba, you look beautiful.
Right.
Right. That was beautiful.
And in that moment, it came to me that I don't care, that God doesn't care how the people are, how our people, the condition of our people, we, the Muslims,
that's right.
The nation of Islam have to go to our people and try to save our people. Because here's this little naked sister. The fact that she was pulling up her garment, her little band-aid dress, she's trying to pull it up and pull it down. That shows you that God is in her. The shame
is in
her.
That's
and
right.
just from Nusayba,
she saw God.
Just from Nusayba, she saw God in Nusayba, and she's pulling it up and complimenting Nusayba. And I was like, good God Almighty, I started to cry when I saw that. Then I said, Allah Akbar. I understand now. I understand.
Right.
I understand what our job is.
God is present.
I don't care. And I thought about the brothers who are killing one another wholesale. FOI, we have to go to our people. We cannot stay in the mob, in the house. We got to be out in the street, in between the guns, the bullets. We got to be there because our very presence represents God. See, you hear what I'm saying to you? It represents God, brother. We just got to show up like Nusayba showed up.
That's right.
That's all I
want. Allahu Akbar. Thank you. Praise you for Allah.
Thank you.
And I would say, too, that the young sister saw God and she saw herself.
Yes.
You can't aspire to see, to be, what you can't see.
You've
never been shown that. And that is why the enemy works so hard to prevent our people from hearing the word through the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And now he has now been presented to the world. He was presented during the Criterion. And in the Swan Song, he gave us that path of life through his own life. And I would tell you, all four of you, I'm so humbled listening to this program. And we have to do this again, but we need to do it on Zoom because the visual component is important. And I'll tell you all, it's funny because the Elevated Places team, we were looking at photos of all of you. And we were going back and forth on which ones to use because the brothers just look like billionaire moguls.
Okay. Yes,
that's right.
Oh,
come on
now.
Right.
I'm telling you, the elegant, dignified.
Yes,
because I'll tell you, I grew up, my father was the quintessential black man. He was the protector, the provider, and he taught physics and biology. He wore a suit and tie to work.
Yes.
And my mother, though she had a degree, she was a homemaker. And so I was always, it was a black middle class community that I adored growing up in. And I was always looking to that. Because when I left that sphere and came out in the world, I didn't like it at all. And white people were just people that I didn't feel had any relevancy to my life, you know, until I got out in the world. And my parents protected us. And so when I see you all and hear this narrative, which is, as was said earlier, it's exactly the narrative of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan's example to us.
That's right.
Accept your own and be yourself. And sister, sister Nateva, oh my God. Now, I'm always telling her because she's just like she floats through a room. She doesn't walk, she floats. And she laughs, just like she's laughing now when I tell her, girl, you're a movie star. Okay, it's ridiculous how gorgeous you are. But when I saw her in the final call, I had to send her a text. I don't do a lot of texting. I don't do a lot of, I'm not on social media very much. I had to text my sister. Because I was like you, Brother John Enoch, and you're another star. You know, you're like
the
bridge with the entertainment world, which we have to, because that's our people. That's our gross national product, our talent.
That's right.
They stripped us of our land and everything else, but they never were able steal our talent. They live
off
us. They suck our blood. We have nothing. We have everything. We are the God tribe of Shabazz. And you said it right. A Grammy, the Jewish-dominated music industry, they couldn't leave Motown. That's who I grew up on, Motown. Couldn't leave them alone. Couldn't leave them alone.
Right. Right.
But when
right.
I saw you in the final call and the digital, because the digital is more clear, the coloring, everything, I had tears in my eyes.
Come on now.
Not only for your beauty, but your inner, because I know your inner beauty. And I know the work you have done as a regional duty captain.
Right. Oh, my goodness.
The southern region of the Nation of Islam. See, we got to get into who we are. The ones that leave every... We're the God tribe of Shabazz.
So, come on.
You all went to that thing and won that thing. This is us taking our planet back. And we're doing it. It's nothing spooky. It's not happening in a spooky way. This is how it's happening.
That's right.
Land acquisition, education. We had Brother the math doctor, Shahid, and his brilliant wife, Sister Shahida Muhammad, on our Promised Land program. They're teaching two-year-olds physics.
Good God, man.
This new generation, when my grandson was around four, he said, he was in the car with us, and we're in downtown Chicago and all these multi-billion-dollar architectural wonders and wealthy white people. We go by this one. We were at an intersection, and there were homeless people lying on the sidewalk. And he said, Mimi, why are those people laying on that sidewalk? And I said, because they don't have a home. To live in. And he said, why not? And I said, because of injustice. And this is why we're seeking freedom, justice, equality. And he said, when I grow up, I'm going to make sure that everybody has a place to live.
Allah Akbar.
And he's not even getting the exposure that I want him to have. But we got Muslims develop in boarding schools, camps. We're moving.
Come on.
But we got to move, as Brother Don, a little quicker. But the way you all developed underground first, that was Allah, your humility, because had this been known sooner, it would have been sabotaged. And you know,
we give the
Caucasian too much credit intellectually.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Teach.
He has a 6-ounce brain. He's slow.
Right, right, right.
Come on.
This is why we can't let our children linger, especially young black males. That's why by the third grade, they're done. It's like an airplane moving down a runway. It's got to reach a certain speed within a certain time to lift up.
That's right. Right.
Otherwise, not only is it not going to get off the ground, it may crash and kill everybody running into something.
God.
That's right. That's right.
So the way this went down, thank you, Sister Pamela, for this. But Brother Donnie, now you all said so right. He is so sincere. And our minister, he's not an envious person. He admires excellence.
Come on, come on. That's it.
Excellence. And this is what we have to bring our people up out of the envy and jealousy they feel. We're scared we're going to make money. We're scared that one another will be wealthy.
Right.
I want to know some billionaires, okay?
That's right.
Come on. Come on.
Right. I want somebody to send a plane for me. You know, pick me up.
Yeah.
I'm going to remember that to say.
We should be thrilled. Okay, please. Because you all have taken off, and I'm looking for it. I'm telling you. And by the way, I like Bruno Mars. I like Bruno Mars.
Well, Sister Ava, when Brother Sean sends that plane for you, he can send one for me too.
And me too. Don't leave me out. And I would like
to pick us all up and fly us to a private island. The whole planet is ours.
And that's right,
Sister Ava. Sister Ava, if I may, I want to recognize the other Muslims that was there supporting us, that was with us, that was part of the Muslim delegation, because we had a delegation.
That's right. Yeah,
and
delegation.
Also,
yes, we did.
So it was Brother Dominic. It was Brother Lieutenant Albert in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Brother Zaki, who we affectionately call King Cam. We had Brother Kyrie from New York.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Sister Karen was there, Brother Sean's wife. And
Brother Hassan,
the great Hassan was there making connections
and getting
us into areas where we ordinarily couldn't get into. Brother Hassan was there. Now, also, family, we failed to mention that how can we go to Las Vegas without going
to
Muhammad Mosque? We went to Muhammad Mosque. We went to Muhammad Mosque that Sunday morning.
Yes,
that's right.
Before
the
Grammy.
That's right.
Yeah, we
That's
went to
right.
the mosque.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we couldn't show.
Yes,
we don't
did.
Show up in a city without checking
Come
in
on.
With the local leadership and Muhammad's holy temple of Islam.
That's
we don't
right.
do that.
That's right. Shoot it and boot it. Shoot it and boot it.
Yeah, we go
That's
shoot
right.
it and boot it, class 8, to our meeting.
That's right.
That's
and
right.
Had a
right.
wonderful time. Had a wonderful
oh, I
time.
I love the believers in Vegas. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Ooh,
yes.
Left
Beautiful.
Here right before the pandemic. But I got to say real
yes.
quick, Sister Karen is, I'm not just talking, that's another knockout.
Yes, she
is.
Yes,
she is.
Yes, she
is.
Yes,
you
she
God.
Yes.
Represent.
Yes.
That's all I know.
Yes,
that's
Ooh,
right.
And see, I didn't
that's
even get
right.
a chance really to see Sister Karen because she was seated on the floor, and with all of
that's
the stars,
right.
And
yeah,
she is a star,
as she should be, as she
yeah.
should be. That's right.
Yeah, as where she should have been, and we were sitting one level up, so I didn't even get a chance to witness the beauty,
yes,
the elegance,
yes, yes.
the refinement.
Yes, yes. She
of,
she also
Karen.
Told me that they were. She also told me that they were. Young sisters, really mostly white. a couple of blacks that came up there and said, you look very beautiful, you know, as well. I was an actor to witness it myself, but she had mentioned, you know, that as well, you know.
They did it in the hotel as we was walking out the hotel.
Honorable Elijah Muhammad Reformation. The brothers that were there, I was with two of them coming in the hallway, just bearing witness. One is Brother Kyrie, and I believe the other brother was Brother Hassan. But a man walked up to us, a black man, and he knew we were FOI. He said, "You got to be FOI." He's like, "Yes, sir." He said, "Assalamu alaikum." He said, "Well, alaikum salam." He said, I love seeing young men in the Nation of Islam. He said, "I used to be in the Nation of Islam too, prior to 75, and now he has an African name and so on and so forth." He said, "Keep on inspiring us." All praises
that's
to Allah.
Right.
We can't escape ourselves. Don't try.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's right. The brothers were sharp.
Yes, yes.
And Brother Kyrie is tall, like 6'7", brother. He's real tall. You know, he told my sister he was favored being tall. This brother, you know, he's like, he's tall, dark, and handsome.
He's a wonderful brother,
and a wonderful person,
able to fit in any crowd, any circle. The great brother Kyrie, man. we really had a wonderful time with ourselves, our delegation. It felt so it just felt like a unit, and we felt safe being there with one another. It was wonderful, it was really wonderful. And so when I shared it with the minister, I was in the airport, and I shared it with the minister, and he was so excited to hear about it and about the sisters, and particularly Sister Nusaba, because I was right there with Nusaba, and he was like, stop it, man. Like, you exaggerated. And I was like, Brother Minister, you have to have seen it. He was laughing. And then even later when I spoke to him, he's like, tell it to me again, Don. Tell me what you were saying earlier. and then he said, that sounds like it deserves to be in the paper.
That's right. Wow.
He said,
amazing.
Should that go in the paper? I said, yes, sir, Brother Minister. It should. And so that's how it happened. Now, listen, I'm speaking to the minister yesterday, perhaps, or the day before yesterday. And I share with him, I'm like, he was talking about the article. And he was saying, brother, he says, I know you don't read our paper. Now this is a big point, and Sister Faber and I was talking about this because we really, Sister Ava, Sister Pamela, we got to get back to reading the paper. See, we spend time on social media, and we're not reading. And when the minister said that to me, though he was making a joke. He was speaking to me because I haven't been reading the paper.
Come on.
He says, I know you don't read the paper, brother. And I started laughing. I said, yeah, brother minister, not like I should. He said, yeah, I know. I know. Then he said, now that new saber. He said, that new saber, brother. And he said, I read that article to Mother Khadijah. He said, I read every
word of the article to Mother Khadijah, and Mother said, get that sister on the phone. I want to talk to now, listen, TC. Then I shared with the minister that we were going on elevated places.
Yes.
He said,
that's
brother.
Right.
Oh, he started laughing. He said, brother. Oh, brother, you've made me so happy. He said, you made my day. He said, you made my day with that. He was so happy that we were on this show tonight.
Glad
he
was like,
yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes. He was very excited about that.
Sister Ava, and for those that don't know, the way that Brother Don is talking about how he talks and shares with the minister is actual fact. I bear witness. I have been there. I have seen it. And matter of fact, he done that to me. He said, Brother Minister, Brother Terrence, when we was in Atlanta, Sister Ava, and you spoke and I spoke before you, you let the minister know. But the point I want to bring out is that when Brother Don shares with the minister, we don't understand that the minister loves to hear those reports.
Yes,
and it brings him joy.
That's right.
The part that you said, Sister Ava, about Brother Don doesn't have no envy and jealousy. He loves sharing with the minister beauty of the believers. So when Brother Don sees the beauty of the believers and the things we're doing, he quickly wants to share with the minister, which brings the minister so much joy.
He loves the good stories
of the minister. And the other thing about Brother Don that he will do is when you're in the presence of the minister, you're in the presence. He will capture that for
you. That's right.
So he's always capturing those moments of the believers or anybody with the minister, and that brings the minister so much joy.
It does.
And
it does.
I am grateful, Sister Ava, and before this, because Sister Ava, we've been rolling, for years, my whole time in the nation.
Years.
Even when I was in student association, NOISA. But I'm saying all this I thank Brother Don, because when Brother Don calls and there may be something that the minister wants, it is in my spirit and my attitude, and one, because he calls, we go make it happen. Some things that I don't even know how in the world we going to make happen, and we end up making it happen by the grace of Allah. So this story that they're talking about in the Grammys, it is only when you submit to Allah and know that Allah got you, and when you're doing the work of the Messiah, you will be successful. And I love to hear him talk about how the minister is happy. I love this.
I'm in tears now.
Allah Akbar.
Beautiful. He want to hear the good news. TC, you are absolutely right. And he's excited to hear it. And he calls like, Don, what is happening? You know? He wants to know. He wants to know.
That's so sweet.
He wants to know what is going on. And he's giving me messages and all kinds of stuff. It's just unreal. And tell this one so-and-so. And give this one my greeting. And hug this one when you see them.
As a matter of fact, I have to bear witness that Brother Don has called me after that Oscar win. The minister called me with Brother Don to give a message to our producer Derek and also Brother Colin. This is our spiritual being. He sees, right? So in this, you know, first he said, "How you doing, Brother Oscar?" and then right after the levity, he gives you the divine guidance, because he sees where we may see not, because we may be caught up in rising above emotions and thinking of God. Emotions are only bad emotions, there's also good emotions. You can be too happy and you can't see.
That's right.
Right.
So
that's right.
You know, he puts you right back, put your 10 toes right back down to earth. You know, I don't know if I can share what he said, but, you know, it's not that big a deal. But I don't necessarily know if I could take liberty and do that, but he gave us guidance for our producer, right?
Yep.
And for ourselves.
Beautiful.
And so,
you
know, and so he definitely always wants to know and share and teach, and that's what we should be found doing.
That's right.
That's right.
I mean,
he
saved our lives. You know,
Yes, he did. Yes, sir.
Literally saved our lives.
So thankful.
Yes.
And just for reference, that great sister that we're talking about, Sister Nusaba, will be training some sisters at the National Training next weekend in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So if you haven't signed up for the National Training, you better go to thebskjujitsu.com. To get your National Training. And the reason why I'm saying that, because it's not just about martial arts. It's about getting your mind
right.
It's about getting your spirit right. It's about getting your body right. So you can be in the elevated places, because we can enjoy in the brotherhood and sisterhood on this show tonight. And we love. Let me just say this, Sister Ava. I will bear witness to each one of you. Brother Colin, I don't know you, but I know who you roll with. I bear witness to the work of Brother Sean. I bear witness to the work of Brother Don, Sister Nusaba, and Sister Ava. I know tireless work. I know I almost cried because Sister Nusaba beat me at a National Training. She was up at 4 a.m. training folks, and I was late to open the doors for her. And I'm saying this, in anything that we do for the minister, they are working. They are pushing. They are working when they're with the minister, without the minister, always working. But here's the beauty. We have joy in serving not only the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. We have joy in serving one another and
serving the believers. That's why this show is beautiful.
Because Sister Ava welcomes the invitation to people to be on the show to talk about the
greatness.
So we love this brotherhood and sisterhood and work. And the other side of it, we all make sure that each one of us is as sharp as we can be.
Yes, sir.
We love the way of
want
to see the better part of us. So like Brother Don said, Brother Terrence, no, you need a different kind of shirt, brother. Get a shirt that fits your neck right. brother, get a shirt that shines that shoe right there. But I'm saying it jokingly, but seriously, because that's in love, because he wants the best for us, and he wants us to have the best representation to the one that we love that gave us life.
That's right.
And that's why I love this
place.
You ain't going to ever tell me they don't work for Farrakhan.
That's right. Allah
Wafa.
Allah
Wafa.
We love Farrakhan. Allah Wafa. Allah Wafa.
So, Sister Ava,
well,
I don't know
where
you are right now.
You know, we probably can take a couple of questions. Is that possible? I'm not at the board tonight, but I can imagine, especially some of our regulars, they're probably ready to run us out of town because we haven't taken calls.
with that, Sister Ava, we can open the lines. I think the first person that signed up is Brother Darryl. He may have a comment or a question. Brother Darryl.
As-salamu alaykum, family. Happy Savior's Day. Yes, I'm not going to stay long. I'm full from hearing what the nation is doing. And like the minister said, all praise is due to Allah, about how sister and brother were speaking about how the Jewish have the music industry wrapped around their finger. But we know now, the minister said, you come to us, and we will not do you like this Jewish doing. We will make sure you'll be treated right. And now here it is, the time is right. The sister, all the queens out there, these are jewels of Allah that's fulfilling Master Farah Muhammad to the world. And when you all say that the world stop each time you see MGT out there, they looking at royalty. That's why the whites is breaking their neck taking pictures with the mother of civilization. They know who you are, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we have to understand the beauty, like Bruno Mars. I'm listening to old school. You could tell those old school babies. I remember when I first heard the first song by them on Steve Harvey's show, Leave the Door Open. And he said Bootsy Collins was the one that discovered them. I said, look at how Allah is working this. And I'm playing the song over and over and couldn't wait. So I heard it first on Steve Harvey's show, and here it is. They got a Grammy, and here it is. The Nation of Islam is into the music. I just want to say right quick, I have my family to save, and may Allah bless you in your new home and everything, that I'm still leaving the door open. I want to get my mother out here, the brothers that's listening, get it from Sister Rona, Sister Ava. My family is ready. We have so much to offer the nation with our talent, the music, the my mother drawing and her information that she has, and she never been to Egypt, and my mother artwork and producing the clothing that I know the minister and Mother Khadijah and all the sisters will be glad to see. And my door, my number is open. I would love to get that legacy of my mother's to the nation, because that's all my mother spoke was, the nation, you know. And we got a lot to offer. And I thank Allah for you all. May Allah continue to bless you all. And like I said to the minister, I love you so much. Ain't nothing you can do about it. And his beautiful voice, I'm always think about it and it make me feel, oh, brother, ain't nothing I want to do about it. Praise be to Allah. Talking to the man of God. I love you all. May Allah continue to bless you. And we have a lot to offer to the nation. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, thanks a lot. Thank you, Brother Darrell. Thank you, Brother Darrell. Let's go quickly. Sister Ula. Sister Ula, welcome to the show. I know you ain't fall asleep on it, Sister Ula. Sister Ula, are you still there? If not, let's go straight quickly to Brother Hoyo. Brother Hoyo, welcome to the show, Brother Hoyo.
Assalamu alaikum, family. This is the real Ministry of Arts and Culture. This is it. This is it. And you all be the best examples that you are. You're showing the world of what you can do. It reminds me back in the nation, you know, when the Brother Herbert was managing Muhammad Ali and the beautiful job. Now we're seeing this again in our music industry. And we're going to take this over. This is just Masafar. He's running everything. So beautiful job, brothers and sisters. May Allah continue to bless you, Brother Terrence and Brother Don Enoch and Sister Quayla and all the brothers with the music production. We're going to run it. And this is God. This is God's time. This is our time. So let's take control. This is our time. This is God's time. So you're doing what God wants you to do. And may Allah bless you all. And keep up the good work. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam, sir.
Alaykum as-salam. Thank you.
So, Sister Pamela, I want you to maybe have a few words. I think we got a couple of callers in right before the time, but I know we got just a few minutes left to let people wrap up. And if you had any words, Sister Pamela, because I know Sister Ava going to get that last closing before we reach that last minute mark. Sister Pamela?
Yes, I just want to say thank you all. Beautiful show. Thank you all for your contributions. Thank you all. We're so humble for you to be with us, and thank you for your work with the minister. It was such an honor, and may Allah continue to bless you all. And that's all I want to say. It's been a blast. It definitely has been.
Praise
to Allah.
So we have enough time, I think, a minute each. If you just want to say a minute before we get to that last hour before Blog Talk cuts us off. Brother Colin?
Yes, sir. I want to thank each and every one of you who host the show and those who participate on the show. I want to thank each and every one of you for allowing me to be on the show. I'm not a man of few words, but, man, I don't know how to follow 90% of what was said today. I am so humble. And most importantly, everybody got a bucket list, and I have a bucket list, too. And one of the things on my bucket list to be on this show to be interviewed by Sister Ava Muhammad. And Allah has blessed me to be on this show. So all I can do is say all praise to Allah. As-salamu alaykum.
As-salamu alaykum. Salam. Praise you to Allah. Brother Sean.
Brother Colin, thank you.
Yes, all praise to Allah. Yes, the same is to, well, I have to thank the Honorable Miss Louis Farrakhan for just being him. Just, you know, it's his words can't describe, right?
Yeah.
You know, yeah. How he has, Allah just has him,
mm-hmm.
You know, and he's constantly showing us, just follow him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Be obedient.
That's right.
And follow his
That's
lead
right.
in what he does. And literally, when you do that, you will see success in whatever you're doing, or perceived success sometimes too, because the real success is the people. Our sole purpose is to deliver the dead, right? It may not necessarily
mm-hmm.
be that you're going to bring people within the nation, they're going to get an X. But if you are raising them degree by degree the way how the minister does, because he doesn't necessarily always say come all the way in the nation. This brother, Durnt, Emil II, D-Mile, he's a Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
He was raised
mm-hmm.
by Muslims. He was
mm-hmm.
raised by
mm-hmm.
the teachings of the most mm-hmm. honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Go ahead.
Right?
Go ahead.
So first, thanks goes to Miss Louis Farrakhan. Thanks
mm-hmm.
goes to our sister Ava Muhammad, who has been, you know, and please forgive me if I'm saying the wrong way, but she's been, she's been a great aider of the Honorable Miss Louis Farrakhan for decades.
Yes,
sir. Study guide,
yes.
She has helped the Honorable Miss
yes.
Louis Farrakhan produce, has helped
yes.
him produce. I remember
yes.
hearing, I don't want to botch it up, but I remember the minister saying, talking about the chemistry. Certain people bring a certain chemistry that
yes.
allows you to,
yes.
to produce something great, or, you know, I'm paraphrasing,
yes.
and please forgive me, Allah and others, if I'm not saying it right. But those
yes.
study guides is what we were studying. That was my incubator coming in the nation
yes.
in 95 and,
mm-hmm.
and all until now. So thank you, Sister Ava, for constantly being an aider to our father. You know, the
mm-hmm.
Amish Louis Farrakhan is my – when I heard the teachings, I was listening to my biological father, because he's highly principled
mm-hmm.
as well, and I was running from discipline from him, but he just didn't
mm-hmm.
heed. My father didn't have the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
My father didn't have the spiritual – my father didn't have the spiritual component that the Amish Louis Farrakhan was given by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. That's what was missing. But I heard
mm-hmm.
my father in those teachings. And so
mm-hmm.
thank you, Sister Ava, for that. And also, you know, constantly carrying the torch to elevate our minds, elevated places, right? Thank
mm-hmm.
you,
yes,
Brother
sir.
Terrence. Always a great spirit, you know,
mm-hmm.
and a great, really, ambassador, a great representation
yes.
of the nation
That's
in
right.
those circles of
yes.
political
and
circles, entertainment circles. You know,
yes.
Let me be the ambassador. I didn't mean to cut you off, but they gonna cut you off in like 1 minute. But I want to let Sister Ava go ahead
and
wrap us up. So I'm apologize,
yes.
Sister
yes.
Duceba, and
I just want to
Brother
thank you,
John, Sister Ava. Thank you,
yes.
Brother.
No,
I'm
just
let Sister Ava
I'm
close
so,
out
I'm
her
so,
show.
Yes, I'm so moved by Brother Collins' words, Brother Sean. Brother Don Enoch and my beautiful sister slash friend colleague sister
yes
Captain
love
Saber.
You
may Allah continue to bless all of you, and we're doing this on Zoom, okay, and I love
yes.
you all
yes.
who are
yes.
listening. Love the
yes.
Elevated Places team, our producer Sister Rona,
yes.
Brother Terrence, Sister Pamela, everybody that makes this happen. May Allah bless us all with love and the light of understanding, and let's stay with Minister Farrakhan.
Yes.
Come on
yes.
now.
That's right. That's right.
All right. As-salamu alaykum.
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 Wow.